Pray the Word with David Platt is a resource from Radical.net.
Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 12. Though a sinner does evil 100 times and prolongs his life, yet I know that it will be well with those who fear God because they fear before Him. This verse is Psalm 73-like. When the psalmist looks around and sees the prosperity of the wicked, of people who are indulging in the ways and the things of this world. I'll never forget where I was in college when I heard that chapter preached. I remember it like it was yesterday because I was wrestling with the same thing. Like, felt like I'm missing out on a lot of things in this world as I look on this campus and see people not pursuing God and things seem to be going well for them on a variety of different levels. And I remember when the pastor who was preaching that psalm, Psalm 73, and get to the end, and he said, "As for me, it is good to be near God," which is exactly what Ecclesiastes 8:12 is saying. Yet I know. So yes, the wicked, those who seek after the things of this world, will prosper in so many ways in this world. Yet I know that it will be well with those who fear God because they fear before Him. He basically says the same thing a second time. Those who fear God because they fear God. This is the message of Proverbs, Ecclesiastes, all of wisdom literature, that when you live in the fear of God, it will lead you to a wise life. And to use the exact language from Ecclesiastes 8:12 here, it will be well for you. So let's pray for the fear of God in our lives. God, we pray that you would make us people who fear you, who revere you, who live in awe of you, who marvel at who you are. God, we pray that you would help us, keep us from being casual before you. Yes, we want to love you and sing to you and walk with you as our Father. And yet we want to do so in fear. Even as I think about my own dad and fearing doing anything that would dishonor him, God, I pray in a much greater way, you'd help me, you'd help us to fear doing anything, thinking anything, desiring anything, saying anything, doing anything that would dishonor you. God, help us to walk humbly and in holiness before you and others, to live in the fear of you, in reverence in you, in awe of you, and in the worship of you, knowing that when we do, because we live like this, it will be well for us. We praise you for your promise of life that's found in worshiping you. And Jesus, we praise you for making this life possible for us. We pray you help us to live it to the full in the fear of you and in the abundance that's found in you. And God, we pray that you'd help us to spread this good news of your love in Jesus to all the people groups of the world, until all the people groups of the world know and fear you. God, use our lives, our families, our churches toward that end, we pray. All this according to your word in Ecclesiastes chapter 8, verse 12. In Jesus' name, amen.